We're on the road to New York, New Jersey.
Last year at WrestleMania, I told every single person who would listen, especially those very close to me, that I needed that match. That I needed to win that match. And I failed.
You're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
John Cena, it matters to me. So you get something straight right now. In 34 days of WrestleMania, you ain't getting redemption, Jack. You're getting your ass kicked.
Okay.
Your source for news.
And if you ain't down with that.
Views and opinions on everything wrestling.
I got two words. Brock Lesnar!
From the big leagues.
WrestleMania, let's finish what we started. You and I.
I'm the one man in the world that can shoulder the burden of snapping your streak.
To the local scene.
Coming to Kelowna, one thing on my mind. Winning that belt.
Now.
Welcome to Jack Swagger's America!
Here's James McDonald.
This jacket working? They're very temperamental.
And Corey Callahan.
I'm going to cash in my Money in the Bank contract, win the world title, go on to WrestleMania, and win the WWE Championship.
Seven days till WrestleMania. If you're not amped, there's something wrong with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Smack Talk Radio Live. My name is Corey Callahan, sitting in the Smack Talk studios with this man, James McDonald.
Hello.
James, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing not too bad, my friend. I gotta admit, we are having a spell of amazing weather here in Vancouver, and it's just been a great past couple of days, taking advantage of it, going for walks.
It is beautiful outside.
Yeah,
tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's like we're inside the studios doing a show. Really, we should be out there.
No kidding.
What a huge week for it is for us here at Smack Talk Radio Live. We are heading into, really, the road to WrestleMania.
The big one, absolutely.
If you're ever going to say it, now is the time to say it. 7 days away from the show at MetLife Stadium in New York, New Jersey. Now, what's really worth mentioning here, James, is that I'm on my way down to New York.
That's right,
you are. Checking out the big show.
That's right, you are. And you know what? I'm really happy for you, man. It's going to be a good time. You're going to reconnect with some of the people that we met last year and just be part of the whole atmosphere and the spectacle that is WrestleMania. And
It's not going to be the same without you, I gotta admit.
Well, that's all right. You know, I've got plans of my own. I'm going to have a bunch of people over, and we're going to have a real good time come WrestleMania. So I'm not, you know, super sad about not being there live. I mean,
you and I have a lot planned though with the show.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be talking to each other while we're down, or while I'm down there. You know, you're going to be talking to us over the phone.
That's right.
We're going to have tons of interviews lined up with guys. Like, I know for sure we're going to get Brian Socia from Philadelphia on our show.
Beautiful.
So that should be good.
So all the coverage you could expect out of a show like Smack Talk Radio Live.
And we got wrestler interviews lined up. We are going to be talking with the guys taking part in WrestleMania. It's going to be a great week. Lots to chat about. I'll say this right now, in terms of schedule, We are going to be basically for sure broadcasting Friday night. That night is for sure.
All right, we'll do all right. Friday night for sure. I'll pencil it into my calendar.
And we're going to go from there.
Okay.
Now, there are definite ways to stay up to date with what we are doing for WrestleMania week. And the best way to do that is head to www.smacktalkradiolive.com. Like the page at facebook.com/smacktalkradio. And hey, if you haven't done it already, hit us up at SRL Radio on Twitter. That would be the best way this week to find out when we're going to be broadcasting live. It's going to be good times.
That's right. Twitter is the best way to keep up to date with what's going on with Smack Talk Radio. But don't forget, there's also our email. It's onair@smacktalkradiolive.com. That's basically the best forum that you guys have to send us your thoughts and opinions about, you know, just what you think about the state of wrestling is nowadays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you are you excited for this undercard that they put together for WrestleMania? You know, fire us off an email, and there could be some... Heck, you were mentioning that.
I announced it yesterday
on
Twitter.
Tell them what you told.
We're going to be giving away tickets to WrestleMania festivities throughout the weekend. So for sure, WrestleMania access. I got tickets to give away to that.
Smack Talk Radio Live giving away WrestleMania festivity tickets. Okay, there's no more excuse for laziness, people. Let's see some of those emails.
Wow, we're trying hard here.
Yes.
Either way, we got lots to chat about this week, and this is a huge week for the professional wrestling industry. Let me ask you, James, are you amped? Are you pumped up for WrestleMania 29 at MetLife Stadium?
Well, if you want my honest to God answer, Corey, I gotta say, I'm not quite as amped for this year's WrestleMania as I was for last year's. And
really?
That's not just because I'm not gonna be there live. It's just, I don't know, it feels a little bit different this year. Do you know what I mean? Do you kind of see what I'm talking about
here? I think I know why, and it's because the main event is the same as last year's, right? And that does play a huge factor in the excitement level or the overall enthusiasm
for
the show.
I think another part of it, too, is the big three matches that you're really selling this card on, they're all rematches. I mean, like you just said, you've got Rock versus John Cena as your main match, which is a rematch from last year. Then you've got Brock Lesnar taking on Triple H. I mean, we just saw that, you know, 8 months ago or whatever at SummerSlam.
But then you know what? I'm still excited for this show. I really am. I am. Amped up. Because even though we are seeing some matches that we've seen before, you can't fault them completely for that. Because I will say this. They've done a very good job of convincing me to watch Cena Rock again. Right. I think that I do want to see that match. I'm interested to know, are they going to give John Cena the one, you know, are they going to make the series 1-1 and give John Cena the win? Or are they going to have The Rock beat Cena twice? Like, the ramifications of both are quite big for
it
the
is.
Future.
And you're singing quite the different tune, because you seem to be convinced that John Cena was going to walk away with the victory just because The Rock won last year.
I have my thoughts on it.
So now you have a seed of doubt planted in your mind.
No, I will say this. I'm looking at it from two ways. It's either The Rock is going to win.
Right.
He's going to be looking like the man of the hour, as he always has and should. Or are they going to give John Cena the win and just completely reverse this and make John Cena the man in the WWE that he apparently deserves? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If John Cena doesn't win, my bigger question here is, how is he going to lose, and is he turning heel? That, to me, is a big X factor in this.
Well,
the possibility of John Cena turning heel if he loses this, it's quite real. It could happen.
I think it's a better possibility of John Cena turning heel if he wins this.
Oh, I think if he wins, he'll come out looking like the man all the kids.
But think about the way they're kind of building this up, especially after the Hall of Fame panel that we just saw on Monday Night Raw. You got Cena as a man who's desperate to win this match, and he's going to do anything to win this match. And this, to me, as soon as I saw that, I was reminded back to WrestleMania 17, where he kind of had Stone Cold in the exact same boat, where he had to win that match, and he was going to do whatever it took to win that match. And he eventually turned heel, aligned himself with McMahon, obviously won the match, won the title.
Okay.
So, to me, you know, John Cena turning heel is way more realistic if he's going to win the match as opposed to if he loses the match. You know what I mean?
I see your point.
I could kind of see history repeating itself.
I think I personally see John Cena losing to The Rock and really just blowing up and having a complete mental breakdown. And the fans would be booing Cena, because think about it. If Cena did lose, the fans would be all over that in the stadium. And he would almost be fueling off the fans' resentment towards him that he just blows it and he loses it and he turns heel. And this, like I said on our previous show, would ultimately set up Undertaker versus John Cena at WrestleMania 30,
right,
with John Cena going in as the heel. Because as of right now, Undertaker and Cena are both faces.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to pit those two together at WrestleMania and make something out of that.
Right.
But here we have John Cena, who turns heel at WrestleMania 29, setting up John Cena.
I wonder how they would book that a year in advance, like Cena taking on The Undertaker.
Ultimately, it depends on, are they thinking as long-term as I am in this situation?
Yeah.
The answer probably is no.
And I think the real X factor with that whole thing would be The Undertaker and whether he wants to work next year's WrestleMania, because it's kind of like a last-minute decision with him, apparently.
But isn't that, do I bring up an interesting point?
No, you do. No, I do kind of see where you're coming from. I mean, I'm not disregarding it. That is a possibility, but
it's interesting. And again, let me get back to what we were talking about earlier with just the overall feeling of WrestleMania. I'm into this.
Yeah.
I like this match. I really think it's selling WrestleMania for me. It is.
Well, I got to agree with you there. Out of all the matches that they're selling WrestleMania on, I'm definitely looking forward to Rock and Cena the most. That's the one that's got my interest the most.
And what I think when I asked you at the top of the show, are you excited? And you said, well, not really. I think it's not necessarily the card that you're not excited for. It's just that the initial shock of Rock and Cena kind of happened last year.
Yeah.
So you're
that
not
was
really
the real big match. That was the real WrestleMania 3
so you're not
big
really,
match was last year.
You're not really as amped for this
no,
show.
No, you're not, but...
But... And I don't think people would disagree with that. I think that's fairly accurate. I don't think anyone is really like
I mean, you can't,
jumping out of their
no,
seats.
I mean, but on the other hand, you can't argue that Rock and Cena is a money match. I mean,
absolutely.
If you're going to headline your biggest show, that's definitely a match to go for. Right?
I'm very interested to see where they go with that. Yeah. I really am.
No,
and there's
reason,
actually
yeah.
there's actually a few other matches on the show that I'm also interested in. Right, I'm interested in Lesnar Triple H. I'd like to see where
really?
That goes. Yeah, they didn't do as good of a job as I wanted them or how I thought it would go. But either way, I'm still looking forward to this.
Can you see Brock Lesnar winning this match? Now that the whole stipulation,
yes.
now that it's a retirement match with Triple H, do you really see
But this is the
Brock
beauty
Lesnar
of this year's
this
WrestleMania to me is you really there's a lot of matches where you don't know who's going to walk out.
I don't know. See, I disagree. I think that this WrestleMania, the predictability factor of this WrestleMania is really high.
Well, there are certain matches that are very predictable, but I would say the bigger name matches, they're not as predictable. I'll be very interested to see will it be Brock Lesnar or Triple H walking out of WrestleMania. I really will be. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. They could go either way there.
I'm favoring heavily towards Triple H. I can't see him not.
But I also can't see
wrestling him. Anymore or not having duties behind the scenes anymore.
But I also could see Brock Lesnar not signing a WWE contract. Yes, he's earning, you know, a speculated $5 million for the last year that he worked. Ultimately agreeing to lose at WrestleMania to Triple H. Like, that's a big blow to him. Like, would you accept that for $5 million?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's that way of looking
at
it.
Yeah, you're right. But,
you know, like, what does Brock Lesnar, is he agreeing to lie down to Triple H? Right? So there's that aspect. So I'm not, like, completely sold that Triple H is walking out of this match. Do I think Triple H will win? Yes, I do think so.
So hold on. That didn't make any sense.
No,
you're
it
not...
does. I'm just saying you can go that way. What my point is yeah. that there are matches that are still hard to speculate on who will win or lose. And then there are easy ones like Chris Jericho and Fandango. I think it's fairly obvious who's going to win Jericho versus Fandango.
Yeah, it's going to be Fandango, obviously.
But Triple H Brock Lesnar, to me, is just not as easy of a... it's not as easy as a prediction. I'm just bringing up points that could go
yeah.
either way.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
I think, as in my gut, that Triple H will win
yeah.
is where I'm going with that. You know?
Okay. No, I see what you're saying.
It's good. I'm excited. How can you not be? This is the time to get excited about wrestling.
Oh no, I'm hyped. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to the show. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the good times that you're looking forward to, right?
Exactly.
So,
how many people have you got coming to this party so far?
Oh, geez, I've over 10.
Well, that's all right.
So
just get a bunch of people
be...
in front of the TV.
Yeah, and... I got my patio all cleaned up. Going to fire up the barbecue. Get the burgers going. It's going to be good times.
Let's be realistic here. There is a certain it's almost better to watch WrestleMania from your couch in front of your TV than being there in person. Because even
well,
though it's two completely different experiences.
There's pros and cons for each. I mean,
I know. It's hard to explain.
It is hard to explain.
You could go either way.
Unless you've done it, really.
Yeah, you could go either way.
Yeah.
One thing I'll definitely do this year at WrestleMania while I watch the show is get the earpiece.
The earpiece, yes. You have to. Don't you have an earpiece from last year? You can still use that one.
Yeah, I'll try.
If you don't, I think I've still got mine.
I don't know. We'll see. After dropping in the beer last year, I don't know if mine even works anymore.
A story for another time, yeah. definitely.
Well, we've told that story before.
Did we tell? Oh, yes, yeah. We did. We did tell it last year. We told it right after it happened. Okay.
That'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. Lauren and I are going, of course. My girlfriend, she's helping with everything down there.
Yeah, that's really big of her to help out with the show like she is. So.
I put her on the media credentials as the marketing.
Oh, so she's
marketing. Lady, which or promo
got,
girl is how
that's
I describe
not bad,
it.
No, that's what she's got to pass her own then. Perfect.
Ah, she is a promo girl. She helps us hand out cards. We're going to be handing out cards at WrestleMania
right.
again.
Perfect.
We've already decided we're going to spend a good, you know, 45 minutes handing them out. So
nice.
That should be good. Regardless, that's us. We're talking WrestleMania.
That's right. Yeah, WrestleMania, big show. Like, what other matches do we got going on? I mean,
well,
we've got the big CM Punk versus Undertaker match. That's the other big selling match.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you see CM Punk being the one? Will he be the 20-1?
Again, two ways of looking at it. You can have it could be the easy easy go-to. Undertaker is beating CM Punk. He continues the streak for down the road. Or you can go with the mentality that if anyone in the locker room should beat the Undertaker's streak...
And have that accolade, it should be CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yes.
So there is that way. So again, another match where I am interested to see which way they will go. This is exactly the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, no, I...
Who do you think takes it?
Well, My opinion has been kind of doctored by some reports that I've read online about CM Punk taking time off for a length of time after WrestleMania.
Yeah, because so. he's apparently wrestling hurt
apparently. So that kind of makes me think that the Undertaker's going to keep the streak going, and then
he's already admitted in an interview with someone that I remember reading this that he is going to come out right now and say, this isn't going to be a wrestling masterpiece as what Triple H and Undertaker have been or what Michaels has been. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be more of a story told than flying over the top rope suicide dive to the outside.
It'll still be a great match.
Oh, but, for sure.
It's it won't be the technical masterpiece or...
And that's just because...
Or a psychological painting that maybe him and Triple H were, right?
I don't think we'll ultimately really know what happens with CM Punk in terms of an injury and how injured he actually is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you got to argue that it's not in the best interest of The Undertaker to be doing that stuff. If you can wrestle a match with a better story that's told as opposed to impressing people with high-flying maneuvers...
And spots and stuff like that.
It's better for you. It's better for the company. It's better for the fans. So I think they should go that route.
Oh, yeah. He'll work a smart style like that. Absolutely. But, I'm kind of leaning towards Undertaker keeping the streak going.
Yeah.
If you'd asked me a few weeks ago, I would have been 100% sold on CM Punk, you know, being the golden child and getting that magical brass ring and being the one to defeat the Undertaker. But I'm not so sure now. So
I know. It's good going.
But you know what? Again, there you go. There's a reason to pay $70 to watch it in high definition.
Yeah, well, you're going to make everyone at your party pay for it.
There you go. That's right. So really, I might even make money off this whole event. We'll just keep that between ourselves, though. No. Well,
you should, though. You should. That's funny. Yeah, no. I really think that CM Punk could be the guy to beat The Undertaker. I believe that. I think that...
Well, honestly, if there's anybody that's going to do it, it's got to... I would think it would be him.
But if it's not CM Punk, the only other person I can see in this situation is John Cena. I really...
No, I would not give John Cena that. I mean, John Cena's got enough accolades in his career not to have that one, like...
I'm agreeing with you on that.
You know what? If it's not CM Punk, I could see it maybe... Maybe it'd be one of the guys from The Shield. When the Shield breaks up and they go off into their own...
That doesn't fly with me.
You don't think so?
No.
I'm telling you, man, those guys are going to be big. Those guys are going to be the next...
You have to be like, absolutely 100% sure that this guy is going to be the man of the hour for the WWE when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't just be... You can't take that defeat of The Undertaker lightly with just someone.
No, absolutely not. That's like...
Imagine if they had done it with Sheamus. Imagine if they had done it with Sheamus. I would have been choked by now that he was the guy to beat The Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a tough call in that aspect. That's why I would more rather see it go to a guy like CM Punk and John Cena, who are established guys and are credible and worthy of beating The Undertaker, as opposed to a guy where you just don't know at this point.
Yeah, but there could be, you know, who knows? Maybe they take off in popularity. Maybe, you know, like... They somehow connect with the fans, kind of like Stone Cold or The Rock did, you know?
I'm still sticking with my original prediction here that...
And they give them that defeat of The Undertaker, I'm saying, just to, you know, give them that boost to main event credibility, right?
Again, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's...
I think Undertaker reigns supreme, mostly on the reason because we have not seen John Cena versus The Undertaker yet at WrestleMania. I think that match has to happen just for money purposes alone.
Right.
So, we'll see.
So, John Cena versus The Undertaker. Callahan's calling it.
That's my prediction. I'm sticking with that throughout the entire week.
No, absolutely. I'm
sticking with the idea that Undertaker will win just based off that.
Okay.
I know. I don't know.
Well, we move from one exciting match to another. How about Jack Swagger taking on Alberto Del Rio? Now, if this doesn't make you pay $70...
Well, these are the
cards. I don't know what does.
Aside from the big three here, you know, the big three matches
that we just talked about.
Now you're getting into the territory of the mid-card matches. Now, here's where I have a problem with WrestleMania. I'm just not super pumped for matches like this. And I would say that if this is the future of the WWE, I'm a little bit worried.
Really?
I don't like these wrestlers. I don't like what they're doing in terms of like how they're promoting their programs. And I'm not blaming, I should re-clarify, I'm not like blaming the wrestlers.
That would be the creative staff you'd have to blame.
Exactly.
For that.
I blame the process of how they set these matches up. That's what I would rather say. That being said, I don't really feel like Alberto Del Rio will ever be this awesome man of the hour where everyone is respecting him like CM Punk. I just don't see it.
Well,
and it's partly because of how they've built these guys in the modern era of wrestling. And I just look at this WrestleMania setup for these mid-card matches, and they've just done it in such a way where it's just hard for me to get into. Daniel Bryan and Kane wrestling with the tag team titles against Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston.
Yeah, it seems very... it's just lazily booked, really. Part of the card just seems to be thrown together by the seat of its pants. And
I also feel the same about Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger.
Well, this they kind of had a little bit of build-up towards this. Isn't it interesting now how they've kind of gotten rid of the whole illegal immigration angle with Zeb Coulter, and now they're really focusing more on the fact that Swagger has kind of injured Ricardo Rodriguez, and now Del Rio's kind of got to get a revenge for his buddy or whatever.
I mean, for the time given...
What do you think about that?
Well, for the time given and the weeks that they needed to build this mid-card program up, I think they've done an okay job. I think that the whole illegal immigrant gimmick was dropped because it's just not working.
It lost steam after the whole Glenn Beck thing.
Well, and it was also going against Alberto Del Rio, where to me it wasn't really a... Like, you're supposed to make me believe that Alberto Del Rio is defending Americans
almost,
or something?
Jack Swagger was almost coming out the baby face in that, you know, and it was kind of odd. It was supposed to be the other way around.
Well, Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter are coming out talking about immigration and, you know, how we need to protect our people and protect our borders from illegal immigrants. But then you have Alberto Del Rio, like, coming out and supposed to be, like, he's defending this issue. He's defending America for the... Like, I don't even really know what they're doing. Why are we supposed to get behind Alberto Del Rio when he's up against Jack Swagger?
Because he's supposed to have the more liberal view of an America that's accepting of immigrants from all different places and able to place them into employment and...
Okay, that's a very good analysis.
You've got conservative views on the heel side and then liberal views on the babyface side, and that's essentially what it boils down to.
But is that really what I'm going to get behind here? That doesn't excite me.
Well, that's not going to make me pay $70, that's for sure.
Again, I can appreciate these guys as wrestlers, and I can appreciate their talent, and they'll probably have a decent match.
I think it's going to be a good match.
It'll be an entertaining match. I'll be entertained. Zeb Coulter will be at ringside. Ricardo Rodriguez will be at ringside. You know those guys are playing a factor in the match. It's going to be very good in terms of just entertaining me.
Yeah, well, I can't see Del Rio losing this match.
But
though,
it's not a draw. Like, it's not drawing me to WrestleMania. Makes sense.
No, you're right. It's not a drawing match. But maybe it's...
But you got to have non-drawing matches, I guess. Really.
Yeah, you got to have non-drawing matches, and maybe it's not really geared towards you and me. It's geared maybe more towards the Hispanic crowd.
Well, there's no denying there's like a following with Ricardo Rodriguez and Alberto Del Rio, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe it's just meant to be, you know, focused on a different demographic.
Mm-hmm. Back to the original question, like, why wouldn't I be excited about this match? I just feel that the process of how they are setting these mid-card matches up has happened. It's happening too quickly. And there's not enough thought being put into the little things.
Yeah, I mean, just 3 weeks ago we were saying, you know, what's the undercard going to be like?
I like that they've shorted up though. Like, it looks good.
Yeah, they've shorted it up now, but I mean,
how many matches do we have again? We got 10.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. But couldn't we have given these a little bit more time? I mean, you had 6 weeks in between pay per views here to build up these programs. Like, why did it take so long to figure out what your undercard was going to be? You know.
Maybe they were wanting to focus more on the big three.
I've read reports that it was going to be... I mean, there was going to be a heel Chris Jericho taking on Ryback, and then that got all scrapped.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be Jericho in a mixed tag match with a celebrity, and then that got scrapped. And now he's baby facing against Fandango. So it's like,
Well, that was just slapped together at the last
moment. That's exactly the point.
And I don't blame the wrestlers. I'm blaming the creative process of how they do it. That's what's not selling me on these mid cards.
Right? Yeah.
What do you think about Jericho and Fandango?
You know what? I think Jericho has a real good opportunity to really solidify the Fandango character as a roster player. Do you know what I mean by roster player? Just not as...
It will be a huge
not as
push.
Like a jobber, but I mean like as a... Yeah. You know, as kind of like that mid-card Dolph Ziggler, Miz type of character, Kofi Kingston type of character, right?
It will be a huge push for Fandango.
Absolutely.
To be someone who has beaten Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. And obviously, Chris Jericho sees good things in Johnny Curtis.
Yes.
Because if he's willing to do this, and he wants to do this, and I have a feeling that Jericho's probably the guy that comes up with this idea. Mm-hmm. To put over Fandango. Well, let's Jericho's, put this guy on the map.
I mean, there's no doubting Jericho is a smart guy, especially when it comes to the business. I mean,
that's what you got to do.
You got to put the next group of guys over, and that's
what do you think exactly about what Fandango? He's going to do. We're 1 week away from WrestleMania. We have yet to see him wrestle a match. He obviously had his incident on Monday Night Raw when he came out and ended up booting Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he gets a lot of heat from people. Some would say, you know, go away, Heat, but he's kind of starting to grow on me. I kind of like what they're doing. I'm falling more into your opinion now that it's kind of good that they're teasing the in-ring debut, the physicality of it. I mean, we did see him beat down on Chris Jericho on Monday Night Raw, but I don't really see him being anywhere near the main event picture anytime soon unless, mm-hmm. you know, something happens and he clicks with the fans and he totally takes off, but
Here's what I like about Fandango is everyone's knocking this gimmick. They're saying this gimmick has a ceiling. You know, it can only go so far. It'll never take you into the main event picture. I am willing to bet at this point that Fandango, Johnny Curtis, is someone that can ride this gimmick for a while until he becomes recognized, he becomes established. And I think Johnny Curtis will probably be this good that he can just drop this gimmick at some point and become a serious player, and no one will even remember how ridiculous and over the top and outlandish that character was. I think in the end, Johnny Curtis could actually drop the whole dancing gimmick and become a serious player. But this is the way of how you build to that.
Absolutely. And I definitely don't think that you can't wrestle chance by the Philadelphia crowd were warranted. Definitely not.
Well, I think they're playing off the fact that we haven't seen him in the ring yet.
I think
so
you don't wrestle would have been more appropriate, but...
Eh.
What are you going to do?
I was still laughing at that.
Yeah, no, it was good. And the best part was he pulled off like a picture-perfect leg drop from the top rope shut everyone up as they're chanting, "You can't wrestle," right?
I thought it was perfect.
So, no, it was beautiful. I liked it. But as far as Fandango goes, as he goes right now, yeah, he's not going to be anywhere near the main event status. But, I mean, a big win over Jericho here at WrestleMania could definitely solidify him as like a mid-card player.
One thing I love about Fandango, which I forgot to mention on last show, and I wanted to mention it, was this is what makes him so good. The little things. And I know Ardo Cal uses that term all the time, but the little things with Johnny Curtis in terms of his body motions, his facial movements, how he moves his eyes.
It's all in the details. It's the devil's in the details,
buddy. How he twirls the lady
dancer.
Totally
agree with you. Yep, totally agree with you.
Every little movement he's thought out.
Yep.
And that's beautiful.
All the little things. The little things are what really can
especially
sell
in
your character.
Yes,
absolutely.
I hope at WrestleMania that he comes out to a massive like entrance. Like,
dump
a bunch of money into
come
it.
Come on, look at the entrance they're giving him on Raw. You know he's going to have a massive entrance, fireworks.
I can't wait to see it.
You know, big streamers and shit. You know, there's going to be,
yeah,
it's going to be huge. So
I can't wait to see it. Should be good.
You know what I can't wait to see? Mark Henry versus Ryback. This is actually a mid-card match that I'm actually really excited for.
And oh, two big men going down. How do you see this match playing out as of right now?
I think this match is really to solidify Ryback. I cannot see Mark Henry coming out of this with a victory in any way, shape, or form. I mean, just the fact that they showed on Monday Night Raw Ryback hitting his shell shock finisher with two guys, which would probably equal the same weight as Mark Henry, is like...
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole purpose of this match is to A, make, you know, Ryback a star, and B, to have that amazing visual of, you know, having Mark Henry up on his shoulders as he hits that shell shock. So
I think it's definitely going in the direction of Ryback.
Absolutely.
Would I like to see Mark Henry win? Yes.
Oh, I would too, but does Mark Henry need this match? No. Does Ryback need this match?
Yes. Here's a question I'm interested to find the answer out to about this match. who will the WrestleMania crowd cheer for in this situation?
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good question, actually. I think probably Ryback.
Is that really the way we should be cheering?
Why not? He's the babyface.
I feel like I want to cheer Mark Henry here, even if he is playing the heel.
No.
That's not the way.
Hey, that's not the way professional wrestling works, Corey. Come on now.
Smart crowds sometimes will do that.
Yes, smart crowds.
And WrestleMania crowd is a smart crowd, so that's what I'm wondering. Like, is there any possibility here that Mark Henry, like, just everything blows up in their face here?
No, I don't think so. I think Ryback's going to overwhelmingly get the better reaction.
Are you interested to see that, though?
What, Ryback get the better reaction?
No, are you interested to see if maybe that turns out to be correct in any way?
Oh, I definitely am, but I don't know, something tells me that it's going to be Ryback getting just overwhelmingly a better reaction.
That's just one of the selling points of this match. I'm interested to see who...
Well, you've got two big guys who are...
I think it's fairly obvious who's winning this, but
yes.
Part of me would like to see Henry, and that's kind of like... And part of me would like to see the crowd turn on Ryback, and maybe that's just me being anti-Ryback, but that's just something I think. I think Mark Henry's done a lot for the industry. He's getting a big moment here. It's not like he doesn't deserve it. Do you know what I mean?
I think it would be really bad for the Ryback character if he lost.
I agree.
It would take all the steam out of his sails, and he would not be taken legitimately anymore.
I agree.
So
I know.
Again, predictability of the undercard. You know, the top matches maybe not so much, but as you start getting down the card, it is very predictable. So
yeah,
I mean, now we've got Sheamus, Randy Orton, and the Big Show, mm-hmm. who surprisingly kind of is leaning back towards the babyface now, and they're taking on the Shield. This is kind of an interesting match.
Interesting, probably to most. Not interesting to me.
No, not interesting to you.
This will be the match where
I'm just interested to see what the outcome is going to be.
This will be the match where I reload on beers.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
No, that's fine. Hey,
last year at WrestleMania 28, I made the mistake of reloading during the Undertaker's entrance. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I pretty much missed the entire Undertaker's entrance.
We were laughing at you.
So this year, I'm going to pick my moment to go and load up. And it's going to be
the six-man tag. Yes. Okay. No, I'm just interested. I'm just interested to see what the outcome of this match is going to be. Will they give the Shield their first loss, or will they keep them booked strong going forward? I personally think that you got to have the Shield come out of this match with the victory. They need it way more than, I mean.
Well, what makes this match exciting, and you're right, it's all about the finish, is if it was the Shield against anyone else, any other mid-card talent at this point, I would say 100% the Shield is going over. The Shield will walk away as the winner. But you're putting the Shield in a WrestleMania match against three guys who are still big players in the future of the WWE.
Exactly. And here's the thing. You got three guys and they're already established. A loss here is not going to hurt them. A loss here is going to take a little bit of momentum away from the Shield. And do we really want to do that?
But do you really want to have some of your future Hall of Famers like Randy Orton and Sheamus have a loss on their history at a WrestleMania event as going down to the Shield? Like,
as long as the purpose is to continue booking these guys strong because you see something out of these three guys and there's a future for these three guys, then absolutely, yes.
Well, what if they're done with this? What if they're sick of booking 3-on-3 matches with the Shield and they want to use WrestleMania as a way to break up the Shield? Maybe they think the time has come and gone with the Shield and it's time to start getting them on, you know, start getting them in one-on-one matches, and they're just going to kind of, this is the moment where it all starts to turn for the Shield.
That's a possibility, but I don't really see that happening. I'm not saying
I do either.
This is another match that I think is really predictable. I honestly think it's going to be the Shield because it has to be the Shield. Yeah. I mean,
I dissect every match from every angle and I try and look at the different reasons.
I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I mean, every match you could see it going either way, but realistically, if you're going to ask me to pick a winner, I'm going to go with the Shield for this one.
Me too.
So
no, me too. I understand. It's just what makes it somewhat believable that they would lose is that you are pitting the three up against three guys who are the future.
Right.
And maybe not the future as in like the top guys anymore.
Right.
But these guys still play an important role. Like Sheamus still down the road has a huge role with the WWE.
I think now for this match, it can't just be your standard victory where the Shield just comes out on top somehow. I think there has to be some sort of swerve or something that makes this match, you know, the finished extra special, maybe something like Randy Orton turning heel and revealing himself to be like a member of the Shield or something like that.
Which to me doesn't make sense.
It's very aces and eights ish, yes, but maybe maybe he's not a member of the Shield. Maybe he just turns heel and kind of costs the other two guys the match or something like that.
I specifically remember on a SmackDown the Shield beating down Randy Orton.
Oh, I do too, on numerous times.
That would be very ridiculous.
Yeah, like I just said, it's very aces and eights ish. But
I have heard people say that, and I don't think that's happening. But who knows?
Well, what about a Randy Orton heel turn? Just a heel turn, not joining the Shield, but just a heel turn in general. Where you like?
I guess
maybe he costs the other guys the match for some reason. Like,
I guess that's not.
I'm just saying, there's got to be some sort of swerve or something that makes the finish to this match interesting. I don't really want to see a standard like pin or a count out or some kind of disqualification or something like that. There's got to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be something that shakes things up a little bit for one of the guys on the babyface team, I think. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
I think those three guys are kind of stale.
A non-drawing match, but should be entertaining.
Yeah. Well,
it will be entertaining.
Depending on what the finish is, so.
Here's something I'm very interested in. And I'll give you my prediction as to whether I think it happens or not. But that is the idea of Dolph Ziggler cashing in Money in the Bank at WrestleMania.
It's going to be interesting if he does that or not. I think it's going to really depend on the placement of the matches on the card, really. And we've talked about this before on previous shows with the placement of the card. If he wrestles before, then yeah, maybe he'll cash in his Money in the Bank. But if he's wrestling after the World Heavyweight title match, I don't know.
I think he'll definitely wrestle early on. That tag match with him and Big E Langston versus...
That's probably the curtain jerker.
That's got no momentum for me. None. That's not exciting to me, this match. One man in this four guys wrestling in a tag team match, there's one guy that interests me, and that is Dolph Ziggler. And what happens with Dolph Ziggler the night of WrestleMania? It's not the match. It's weird. It's like the whole hype for this tag team match, which is terribly hyped in my opinion, is not the match itself. It's the one guy. Is he cashing in at WrestleMania? I really could see Dolph Ziggler cashing in and just having, you know, the 70,000 plus fans in attendance all cheering for Ziggler when he actually does cash it in, because it's such a big moment.
That's the thing with them keeping it so long and teasing it so long. It's going to be such a huge moment when he actually does cash that briefcase in, and
it's such an easy WrestleMania moment pop. Do you know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Like, it's such an easy crowd reaction.
They could go that way, but
Totally see it.
I think he's going to hold on to it, and he's going to do it sometime after WrestleMania. I can't see it.
Could be the night after at Monday Night Raw. But here's what I don't like.
Interesting.
I don't like how they've built Dolph Ziggler heading into WrestleMania. He's been losing on Monday Night Raw in the worst ways.
Well, it's just screams creative doesn't know what to do with this guy. They don't know how to write for this guy.
And I know, and that's what I don't like about it. If he did cash in at WrestleMania, are the fans still behind Ziggler like they once were around the time he won?
Oh, I think so. I think it'd be huge. I think it'd be a huge reaction when...
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. When he actually cashes in that briefcase, and whether he wins or whether he loses, it's going to be a huge, huge, huge reaction.
But don't you find it odd that, like, this past Monday on Raw, Dolph Ziggler tapped out to Chris Jericho?
Well, they want Chris Jericho looking strong going into the card, the
big
show, I guess.
But don't you want the guy who's going to have this big moment cashing in Money in the Bank to look good as well?
Maybe that's why they're having him lose and having him look so bad going into WrestleMania. It's because he's going to have this big moment where he cashes in his briefcase and just kind of, turns his whole career around at this one, big special moment at WrestleMania, So maybe that's why they're having him lose week after week, is to make that moment feel more special
that's true.
You know, who knows?
It's one way of looking at it, for sure.
So,
but I'm not excited for the tag match. I'm excited for him.
Well, like I said, it's probably going to be the curtain jerker, so. Yeah.
What's a curtain jerker?
The first match of the card. Jeez.
It's such an interesting name to call it.
That's the showbiz term for it, man. Come on, you're the one in TV. I'm not.
What about opening match?
That's too politically correct.
Why?
Jeez, you're like a high school kid. Say jerker, and he's giggling like a girl over here.
What about what other matches do we have on the show? I'm trying to think.
Well, we got Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. God.
That one does not.
My, how
me.
The Intercontinental title has fallen.
You have Wade Barrett come out on Raw and just basically get embarrassed by Triple H.
Used to be such a prestigious belt. Like, I was watching WrestleMania 5 the other day, and the match between Ravishing Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior, where Warrior was the IC title holder, it was like a big deal, man. Like, having the IC title was like, it was like one step below the world title. Now it's just like a... Now it's just a decoration, and it basically you lose if you have it. So it doesn't
make no sense.
Yeah, it
what they're
make
doing
any
here.
Sense. So
why? Like, what is the purpose of having a guy come out to Triple H just look embarrassing, and then we're supposed to buy into this Intercontinental title match against The Miz at WrestleMania that slapped together at the last minute? Like, if I was to criticize any match at WrestleMania, it's this one.
I could see. I see Wade Barrett winning this match. Who do you see? Let's not talk about it anymore. Who do you see winning this match?
I don't even care.
There you go.
Either way, whoever wins it, fine by me. Doesn't even matter. Who do you see winning?
Oh, I see Wade Barrett winning this match.
But what about The Miz and his successful celebrity status as a new actor? And he's making it big in Hollywood.
I think Wade Barrett needs this win more.
All right.
So I think it's going to be good. And the final match that we got to maybe touch on a little bit here. Yeah. We got Tons of Funk. We got Brodus Clay and Sweet Tea taking on the Rhodes Scholars.
Yeah.
There you go. There's Corey's opinion.
Yeah. Well, what do you say about this?
Woo! It's just, again, another match that's
entertaining.
Thrown together.
It'll be entertaining. I'll say that. Yeah. It'll be entertaining. We'll all have a laugh. We'll all have... You know, Tensai is gonna make everyone laugh.
Will it be the match before Rock and John Cena? Be that undercard match?
The
that
popcorn
kind of
match?
That kind of popcorn match? Comedy match before the big attraction? No.
I could see that being like second on the show. You never know. 5 hours, they're saying WrestleMania is gonna go.
5 hours?
That's how long it's apparently going to be in the stadium.
Wow.
So that's a long day.
Wow, dude.
It's a lot of wrestling.
Prepare yourself, man. 5 hours. That's a long time.
Oh, you know how I'm going to prepare myself.
Oh, man. You are going to be floating out of that place, I tell you.
The big question, will Corey remember the main event this time after the show's over?
Remember the main event? 5 hours? You'll remember, lucky if you remember the last three matches.
The big question really is, when do they cut beer sales off?
Yeah.
At what point of the evening? Well, I enjoy it. It's like my one night of the year where I just sit back and I enjoy what I've worked hard for all year.
Two fist beers, the whole pay-per-view. That's right.
It's what...
You're right. WrestleMania is that one time where you just sit back and you reflect on everything you've done in the past year.
Yeah.
Just...
That's what it is for me anyways.
And yeah, that's what it was for me.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, like even with Laura and I, we both work so hard. This trip is not just really about the WrestleMania. I mean, it's, you know, we're going to New York for the first time and that's big, right?
That's huge.
You know, for me, it's just like when I'm sitting in that stadium, for me anyways, it's me celebrating an entire year of hard work and I get to go and do that. So a lot of people ask me why it is I go to these things and that will be the reason. It's a spectacle. If you've never been to WrestleMania, I'm telling you, you can make a wrestling fan out of anyone.
Absolutely.
For one day if you sit them in a seat and watch WrestleMania.
Oh, it's just, it's a show unlike any other.
It doesn't matter how bad the card is. Honestly, we can sit here and dissect this card and slam this match and praise this match and slam that match. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
No, it
regardless,
doesn't.
It will be an entertaining show and you are blown away by the spectacle of
like
the
entire thing.
Like I
said before,
thing.
It's about the good times. That's what it's all about, the good times.
Yeah, that's true. So that's the thing about WrestleMania. So even though we talk about the card and we criticize some matches, it's going
to
be good.
Well, I got to say, I'm very excited for you, man, going to New York. It's going to be a good time for
it's
you.
It's going to be a big show for us.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
I'm very
much looking forward to it.
I'm sad that you're not coming.
I'm a little bit sad too, but I'm going to have, like I said, my own good time here, so.
You're going to make me talk wrestling with my girlfriend during the whole thing.
Keep me talking wrestling with your girlfriend
whole
thing.
But she can't talk about the angles and storylines like you and I can. You know, I need that, like, critical thinker with me as I go throughout the week.
Shall we Skype as the event is going on?
We'll FaceTime.
Yeah.
We probably will, too.
We'll FaceTime as the event is going on.
I can guarantee you we will. But like I had mentioned at the top of our show tonight, lots of wrestler interviews lined up. I'm going to be getting anyone and everyone I can. and I promise you, I'm delivering this year.
Beautiful.
It should be fun. But a big week, just in general for the wrestling community. Hall of Fame is on Saturday night. There's WrestleMania access all throughout the week.
Yeah, it's gonna be huge. Lots of non-WWE wrestling stuff going on in New York during WrestleMania weekend as well. There's ROH shows. There's that. What's it called? It's the one where the guys all dress up in the costumes and they have this big wrestling show. What is it called? Oh, the name of it is totally escaping me right now.
And all the indie feds come to town as well.
Yeah,
there's lots of other little things that go on, like Ring of Honor does a show, and lots of little things. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So
should be good. Oh well, next year.
Next year. It's www.smacktalkradiolive.com. Don't forget our Twitter at SRL Radio. Emails on air at smacktalkradiolive.com. And don't forget our Facebook, facebook.com/smacktalkradio. Have I remembered everything?
I think so. We got too many things to plug. We got big show Friday. Friday night is the night. You and I talking. I'll be in New York. I'm leaving tomorrow. You know that?
Tomorrow. I thought it was Tuesday.
Well, I'm spending the night tomorrow in Seattle. We've got a hotel overnight near the Seattle airport.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we fly from Seattle to New York Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And then I get in there, and it's just go, go, go. And Friday, I'm hoping to deliver the big show, and you and I are going to talk. Definitely. Basically, just exactly what we did tonight all over again. This time, we'll have the go-home show, Monday Night Raw, over and done with.
And then we can dissect that, talk a little bit about that. And again, people, just keep plugged to our Twitter handle, at SRL Radio, for all the latest updates of what's going on with WrestleMania and all the Smack Talk Radio Live coverage.
Big Monday Night Raw tomorrow, actually. We didn't really talk about what we thought would happen. Maybe we should have, but we'll get into that later in the week.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
All right, James, that's going to wrap up another edition of Smack Talk Radio Live. Next time you hear from us, James, you'll be sitting at that microphone right there. I'll be talking to you from the Big Apple, New York City. It's our WrestleMania week coverage.
New York.
It's going to be huge. And if you want to get amped up for WrestleMania, the best way is to listen to us. I'm Corey Callahan.
I'm James McDonald.
We'll see you on the other side.